Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Sorrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gill scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell strikes out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Matchick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Two outs. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick scores. It's 1 to nothing, Royals. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lockwood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roof moves to third. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roof tags and scores. One out. It's Royals, 1, Brewers, 1. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockwood bunts towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Rojas covering, for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0-for-2 in the game. Pena hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Roof bunts towards the mound. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Pena moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pena moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pena tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sorrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-2 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Bill Butler. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Sorrell moves to second. Rich Severson pinch runs for Hawk Taylor. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.